Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were taught that we are not to love in word and tongue only, but also in deed and truth. Let's complete the week with that thought today. Proverbs 31:26 says, she openeth her mouth, talking about the Proverbs 31 woman that is such a moral woman, a woman of great character and worthy of praise. It says, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. So, the thought of a wife and a mother that is as this is a good application to this present verse. How we're to be as Christians. You may have had a mother that had wisdom in her mouth and in her tongue was the law of kindness. And that should be how we act, how we live, and how we speak. You can see we are the bride of Christ, the local church. The local church should be a bride that speaks not only in word and tongue of his love, but lives worthy in deed and in truth of that love. And so may the family of God within the local church, the family dealings, be as this lady here that we just read about in Proverbs 31:26. One doesn't need to be a rocket scientist to see at least one thing that God associates with wisdom. Okay? The law of kindness. We just read it. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. So, again, at least one thing God associates with wisdom is the law of kindness in our mouth. The word tongue speaks of the organ and the words it forms. You may wonder, why doesn't God want us to love in word and tongue? Instead, he wants us to love in deed and truth. Well, he does want us to love in word and tongue, but not just primarily or not just only in word and tongue. You see, that's what brings us to the positive of our text, is to love in deed and in truth. Because kindness, the law of kindness in our tongue, means nothing if it's not carried out in deed and in truth. And so you see that word but here in our text in verse 18. Very clear. He says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. This is when it is a work that does not stop until the deed is completed, and is completed rightly and the best you can make. Give your best until the job is finished. That is true love in God's sight. The mature Christian does not do this based on how it's received. Rather, their heart is thrilled to do the deed with which God has entrusted. And he loves those souls that God gives him or her a responsibility to help. I've got some people in the ministry here. They just bless my heart. I feel like I'm unworthy to be a pastor anyway, and to be their pastor. One of the biggest offenses I make to them is, man, I feel like I'm putting too much on you. And that's what no, put it on me. Let me do it. They have a joy in doing the work of the Lord that helps me out. I like what Henry Moore says in his study Bible on this subject. He says, true love is not something to write or talk about. It is something you do. Think about that. True love is not something to write or talk about. It is something we do. In like manner, love is something we do for the Lord gladly, knowing He wants us to do it, even if it's hard and it takes us into the fires. As Isaiah 26 says, praise ye the Lord in the fire. And you do it because we love Him, and it's well-pleasing, it's holy, it's acceptable in His sight. This deed is accomplished in love and in truth. Now, it's important that we see in truth, because truth will always, from God's truth, be holy. Always holy. If we call things love and it has the smack of the world, the flesh, the devil in it, that's not the truth of God. It's not holy, and it's not acceptable in God's sight. See, the word love in this verse is from the Greek word agape, which is a benevolent love. Working to accomplish a goal because it loves God, and it loves that person. And this is how we're to love one another. Look, the world hated Jesus, yet He loved them and He died for them. The world hated Stephen. They're stoning him. And he prays and says, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. You see, love was to tell them the truth, and the truth that made them angry. But you see, truth must be holy. But it also, we are to speak the truth in love. I have no doubt that even with many of the words, when Stephen said, you stiff-necked people, Jesus said in Matthew 23, you whited sepulchres, you hypocrites, you serpents, you vipers. I mean, they don't sound like hard words. But these men spoke the truth in love because they were trying to show them themselves, to show them their need of salvation. They were speaking the truth when they made those statements. So don't have a feigned love for the brethren that does not care whether they go to heaven or to hell. Let it be sincere and caring as a result of a heart that is right with God and bent on pleasing Him and doing His will. I was counseling with one day and had been in adultery. This lady had been in adultery with another man. And I asked about her witnessing to the man. No. So-and-so went and witnessed to them. And I said, well, you know what? He may need to hear it from you to let him know that you're sorry for the sin that you committed with him, that it was wrong, and that you find it totally repulsive that y'all did that. But that Jesus forgives, and He'll save, He'll cleanse, and He'll cleanse them. Well, they didn't want that. You know, well, that's not the kind of love that has a love for souls if they didn't want that person to get saved. Now, that's an extreme illustration, but it is one that I have in ministry encountered. And I can understand that people would be a little bit hesitant to do that. I've told people, go with your husband or go with your wife to confront that person and share the plan of salvation with them. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 and 23 says it this way. seeing we have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned, that is not fake, not made up, not pretended, unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. That's how we're to love one another, is fervently. Not nonchalant, not in word and tongue only. Now, to love one another with a pure heart, must be a pure heart, fervently. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, not corruptible Bibles, not corruptible standards, not corruptible anything, but of incorruptible by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. You love one. You love them. And you're to love one another, by the way, and speaking of brethren. And you do it fervently. But why? Why? Again, because you are born again. That's what I'm trying to put out. People need to be born again. You love them because you are born again. As Christians, that is, as the children of God, we need to labor in God's vineyard of the world and bring in the fruits to the local church. But as laborers together with God, we must constantly be aware of our motive. If our motive is wrong, our joy in the labor will soon be frustrated. And then we'll labor only through habit, if we labor at all. That is when you are liable to be attracted, as well as attacked, but attracted by the flesh. Be very careful. Be so very careful. Now, see the word truth there. It applies to both the word of God, thy word is truth, John 17:17, Jesus said, but it also applies to faith or doctrine, that by which we live. I've illustrated this many times. We can say, we've seen men say it, I believe that smoking will be hazardous to my health. It could cause cancer, could cause this, could cause that. And people have said that, and yet they continue to smoke. Now, they believe the statement that smoking can cause cancer. But there's not faith in that statement because they continue to smoke.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will come.